Shut the fuck up, Ranger. What the fuck is going on, guys? We're here again. Welcome back to episode 2 of the Mac Method podcast. If you hear Ranger or Tank barking in the back, please come to my house and shoot them. Okay, if Dylan or Tristan is listening to this, I didn't just say that. I didn't just tell people to come shoot your dogs, but dude, they bark constantly. I'm like, it will literally be 3 a.m. and I'm like, dude, I like pop straight out of bed. I'm like, dude, is there someone in the house? Literally, I think that we're getting robbed every time they bark in the middle of the night. Because my dog back at my mom's house did that. Oh, dude, that is a story in itself. I got robbed at my mom's house, summer of 2020. Dude, I woke up that morning. I heard my mom go, is McKenna still here? And I was like, what the fuck? Like, they sounded super concerned. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, like, I'm upstairs. So I come rushing downstairs. And I'm like, what happened? My mom was like, your car's gone. And she's like, she's bawling her eyeballs out. And I'm like, mom, immediately tears start coming out of my eyes, of course. And my mom was like, someone stole our TV. And she was like crying, and then so was, and like my stepdad was like about to fuck a bitch up, and I was like, oh my god, dude, I was crying, my car was gone, I was like, dude, our TV's gone, what are we gonna do without a TV? No, but like our TV was like a really nice one. It was like those curved ones that they have, like, need a special box to go with them. So basically whoever stole the fucking TV, they came to our house and they, like, knew exactly what they were coming for, because there was a laptop sitting on our couch. They didn't take that. There was a bunch of other stuff that they just didn't take. And I was just like, okay, they obviously have been inside this house before and they know, like, what we have. So I don't know. I don't know what we never found out who did it. Like, I just can't believe that happened while we were sleeping. And my dog, Izzy, she was barking her ass off. So now every time a dog barks in the middle of the night, immediately that's what I think of. I'm like, dude, someone's stealing my car again. Not Cynthia, babe. Fuck. Yeah, I had a Jeep Grand Cherokee. It was an older Jeep. It was really fun to fucking drive. And I was, like, depressed whenever it got stolen, because I was like, dude, that's my baby. And now we have Cynthia 2.0. She's kicking it. It's a Mazda CX-7. She's having fun. I look like a grandma driving a car, but it's fine. I whipped that bit. I'm like a NASCAR driver in Cynthia. Like, Cynthia knows, I know her ins and outs, babe. We go whipping around a roundabout. We're two-wheeling that bitch around the edge. Yeah, we're having fun. We're having a great time. It's a good time in Cynthia. She has, like, super sensitive gas, too. So, like, I'll tap the gas. She shoots me for it. I'm like, dude. Oh, especially when you get gas. You know, when you get gas and then your car obviously runs better because it fucking needs gas. I tap the gas, like, right after I fill her up. And, bro, we zooming out that bitch. It's fun. It's really fun. Yeah, fuck a sports car, am I right? Cynthia's got it all. Cynthia's got it fucking all. Anyways, today's my birthday, so... Whoa, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Okay, so I'm 20 now, and that, like, makes me kind of... disgusted, because I know the next monumental jump is 30, and thinking about being 30, you're kidding me. You are kidding me, dude. There's absolutely no way I'm gonna be 30 in 10 years. That is absolutely disgusting. By 30 years old, I feel like I probably will have no children. You know, I'm always so on the fence. Like, do I want kids? They cost a lot of money. That's kind of selfish of me, but, like, is it though? Is it? Because, like, obviously, if you're having kids, you need to be able to provide for them and take care of them, right? They're literally a human. It's another fucking human you have to take care of. I can barely take care of myself. By the time I'm 30, I know I won't have kids by then. There's no way. 10 years to get my life together, care for myself. Maybe, hopefully, I probably won't have a husband by then. But if I do, then I have to care for him too, bro. There's a lot of responsibilities when you get older. Like, that's what I've noticed after I got out of high school. I have to pay for literally everything. It's so scary. Like, and I haven't even, like, I don't even know how to do my own taxes. How do you do your own fucking taxes? Like, no one has ever taught me that. High school, no. literally in high school, they won't teach you anything that you need to know about the real life. It's ridiculous. And I think we should put an end to that. I think we should start to, everyone sign a petition. I'm going to create a petition and I'm going to put it in the little link in the little description box of the podcast. And you guys are all going to go click it and you're all going to go sign it right now or I'm coming to murder your whole family. I'll be in federal prison for tax evasion for sure. I could see myself being in there with good old Jeanette and she's over there with her tramp stamp, her her tattooed eyebrows, and she's slightly overweight. And also, she definitely has piercings on her eyebrows and her lip. So, Jeanette, babe, if you're out there listening to this, know we have a bright future ahead of us. We have a bright fucking future. So, this past week, what was it? Last weekend, maybe? Skylar and I got bored. And for those of you who don't know, Skylar's my roommate. Dude, we went to go buy a hermit crab. So, we went to Best Buy first. Okay, we went back to Best Buy, dude. I didn't see Josh in there. If he would have spread his ass cheeks one more time in front of me, I would have probably lost it. But luckily, he did not. I kind of wanted Skylar to see his ass, but it's fine. But anyways, after we went to Best Buy, we were like, dude, we need to do some content. We got to do something because Skylar has a YouTube. And so we try and think of stuff to do for him like all the time. And we went to PetSmart and picked up our hermit crab. Well, first we went in there to go see if we could try and get like a fish. Because we were like, oh, fish can't be that hard to take care of, right? Wrong. Dude, we were in there for like, what? We were like, what the fuck do fish, I know they have to be in a tank. But dude, did you know there's like a filter, like shit you gotta keep the tank clean? That's a lot of work. That was a lot of fucking work. We need a little something more low maintenance. Who knew that fucking fish could be high maintenance? Like they barely even have a fucking brain. How, they don't even know that their tank's dirty. What, do they just die, like, they just die of dirty water? Is that, I don't know. I'm not a fish connoisseur. I'm not part of a fish fandom, if you will. But no, yeah. So we decided not to get a fish. And so we were like, okay, well, what's a little bit less low, like what's a little bit easier to take care of than a fish? And so we asked our man, dude, this guy that helped us in PetSmart was so fucking dope. He was so nice. He was like, if you get a fish right now and you try and put it in that tank, it's going to be belly side up in the morning. I said, oh, fuck. We can't have that. We can't have Miss Bubbles fucking dead in the morning. I was like, this thing has to last at least a week. Come on now. I was actually really shocked he let us walk out even with a hermit crab. Because if you would have seen me and Skylar, we had no fucking idea what we were talking about. It was so funny. I was like, dude, he's really handing us a live thing right now, thinking that it's going to stay alive in a week. I'm like, that is, honestly, we should just fire our man right there on the spot. How are you going to let people, you know, he must have had faith in us. And actually, our hermit crab's name is Clarence. So Clarence still is alive. So it's been a week. He's still alive. He's still kicking it. He's having fun. Although he doesn't really come out much. So I feel like one of these mornings we're going to wake up. We're going to go say, hey, Clarence, what's up, buddy? And buddy's going to be toast. He buries himself underneath like all the fucking whatever it is in there. And I feel like one morning we're gonna be like, hey, Clarence, come out to play. He ain't playing no more. He's stuck in that shell forever. And he hit the dust. And that's when we're gonna dig a little hole in the backyard and we'll bury him in there. But they can live up to 15 years. Did you guys know that? Like, if you actually take care of them, they'll stay alive for a good while. Like, I cannot imagine having a hermit crab in 15 when I'm 35. There's no way my kids. Oh, wait, I'm not going to have kids. I'm going to be in jail. I forgot. So Skylar, we're going to have to take care of it while I go to jail for tax evasion. So that'll be fun. Hopefully Clarence stays alive and Clarence will be able to meet Skylar's kids. But no, yeah, Clarence is super, super laid back, super chill boy. He really doesn't do much. He doesn't do much and he's scared of literally fucking everything. You go up to the little cage, immediately shrinks back into his fucking shell. I'm like, fucking pussy, you're a fucking pussy. Like, literally, you're gonna get scared about that? Wow, bitch. Let me put a Glock to your head and see how you feel about that, Clarence, huh? Yeah, I don't think he'd like that too much. Yeah, I didn't raise no pussy. I don't know why he's acting like that. There's no rhyme or reason. He doesn't, what a pussy. Like, literally, man the fuck up, Clarence. Dude, like, I wonder how old he is now. Because, okay, if he's like under five, okay, maybe I understand. Like, maybe he hasn't experienced that much life. outside of PetSmart, but he needs to get his shit together, because if he's going to live with me, he's going to need to be a little badass. Me and Skylar talked about making like baby barbells and like a baby bench and putting it in his cage, like trade him early on. We're like, yeah, buddy, you're going to go the IPF world, okay? You have no choice. I'm convinced that Clarence would out-total both me and Skylar combined. Dude, he'd have like a 1,000-pound deadlift. He's going to pull a Jamal Browner. Dude, can you imagine Clarence just fucking ripping 1,000 off the ground? Absolutely not. There's no way. He would be a bench specialist for sure. He would take after me. He would take after me. He has a strong claw. He has one big claw and one small claw. He's at an advantage. His ROM is so short. Like, he literally takes after me, dude. Oh my god, I post any bench fucking video. Where's your ROM at? ROM disappeared from the chat. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. Okay, it's gonna count in comp, so do I give a fuck? No, I don't. All right. And honestly, my ROM could be worse. It could be worse. Okay. But it's not. It's not. I at least go probably 5 inches. 5 inches is a lot, man. That's a lot. That's a lot of inches. Okay. It could be one. It could be one. And that even still would be fine. It counts in comp. So shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Or I'm going to come murder your dog and your pet hamster if you have one. I'm dropping him from the second story window. Don't fucking try me. All right. What did we want to talk about next? This podcast, I actually did kind of like a list. I actually like structured it a little bit better. Although I am going off on tangents, I am getting a little bit sidetracked, but that's besides the point. You guys can't see the list. So this doesn't really involve you. So don't say anything. Okay. Yeah. So this one's a little bit more structured, which I'm really proud of myself for this because I actually put like a little bit more topics. The last one, I don't know how the fuck I did the last one, dude. I literally had 4 bullet points. Or maybe I had 3. I had 3 bullet points. And, like, I was just like, okay, we'll talk about this, this, and this. And somehow it ended up being almost 50 minutes. How the fuck did I end up doing that? I have no clue. This one, I actually have a lot of bullet points. But next thing, this past Saturday, we actually went, me, Skylar, and Monica... We had a little girls weekend, if you will. Skylar's not a girl, but he's a girl in this case. Okay, so we had a girls weekend, and we went to this sushi restaurant, and we went, yeah, Saturday night. It was after we trained too. We were like, dude, should we go get sushi? We should go get sushi, right? So we went to go get sushi. When I tell you, we ordered so much sushi, like it was okay. So each plate probably had like 9 pieces. We ordered like 9 plates. So if my math is math in here, that's 9 times 9, carry the 1, MC equals BX squared. The root of sushi is, that's 81 pieces of sushi. Wait. Yeah. Oh my God. Watch me say that so confidently and I'm totally wrong. Okay. If you are good at math, don't, and I just got that wrong, don't tell me, because I'll be embarrassed. But we're just going to say there was 81 pieces of sushi. Yeah, that's right. 9 times 9 is 81. Yeah, it is. Okay, I don't care. I think it is. Wait, should I double check myself? Okay, yeah. I was right. But I know I did not just have to fucking put 9 times 9 in the calculator. I am embarrassed. I am so fucking embarrassed. Okay, whatever. We had 81 pieces of sushi at the table. And as soon as it came out, I was like, dude, I don't know if I can finish all this. I was like, that's a lot of fucking food. And me and Skylar both, we got like 3, well, I guess Monica did too. Okay, we all got 3 plates each, basically, of sushi. We wrecked that shit. That shit was gone. It was gone. 2 plates down, easy. Literally no problem. It was the third plate we kind of struggled on a little bit. Like, me and Monica split my third plate because it was a lot of fucking food. And okay, so here's the thing. When I was ordering, so I like, okay, I'm gonna get this and this. Those are gonna be fire, right? Right. Okay. So then my lady, I couldn't decide on a third one. So I was like, surprise me, babe. Surprise me and bring back something juicy and good. She was like, do you like raw? And I was like, yeah, I like it raw. No, I was like, yeah, I like raw, like I guess. So she's like, okay, bet. And she like writes it down so fast and like runs back to the back, whatever, where they cook the shit. And food comes out. She brings out the third plate, and I'm like, holy shit. I don't know why I told her I liked raw. I don't know why I told her I liked raw, because it came out, and I was like, maybe I don't like raw. Because I ate the first one. I was like, this is good, but I can't get past the fact that this is raw salmon or raw tuna, whatever it was. I don't even know what the fish was. But I couldn't get past the fucking texture, dude. It just slipped down my throat, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to puke right now. It was good. The taste was good. It was just the texture, and I just couldn't get past it. So then I felt so bad. I took off all the fucking raw. I was like, why did I tell her? I'm such an idiot. I'm such a fucking idiot. But yeah, I like took out all the fucking fish out of all of it. So it was pointless for me to tell her I liked raw fish. And we hid it underneath the plate. So then whenever she came to pick back up the plate, she wouldn't notice that I cleaned it off. So I felt really bad about that. But my belly was so fucking full after. It wasn't even funny. Like, usually when I eat a lot, like, I get super bloated. But that one, my bloatation went down quite a bit. It did go quite a bit. I bet you I would look probably 8 months pregnant. Like, if I was wearing a normal, like, a normal size shirt and, like, leggings to where my belly could just hang out, you know? Oh, it would game over. People would be like, when are you due, babe? When are you due? I'd be like, yeah, Jimmy's on the way. He's on the way in about 3 months. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. I don't know why I get so bloated. I need to probably get my gut health checked out, but that's besides the point. Fuck health, am I right? We're not here. This is not a health and fitness podcast. Are you kidding me? Fuck your bloatation. It's fine. Screw it. If you got awful digestion like me and you shit like 5 times a day and then you still end up being constipated the next day, fuck it, right? Fuck it. And who has the time to figure out why you're having it? Nobody, right? So, anyways, that was fun. Was that same day? It was earlier in the week. Yeah, earlier in the week, me, Skylar, Monica, again, we spent literally 5 hours in the fucking gym. Are you kidding me? How did we even entertain ourselves for 5 hours? I don't even want to hear nobody being like, I was in the gym too long. And they were there for like an hour and a half. Yeah, shut the fuck up. We were there for too long, okay? This is my one-up. I'm one-upping you right now. We were there for too long. 5 hours? Yeah, were you there for 5 hours? No. No, you weren't, okay? No, and dude, AR gets so hot. Like, literally sweating my ass cheeks off. Like, my ass was gone by the time I left. I had no ass, all right? My ass was inverted. It was so sweaty and hot there. It was gross. But honestly, hot gyms over cold gyms. Am I right? Hot gyms make you feel like you're doing shit because you're like sweating a bunch, you know? It's nice, but only to a point. Like, I like to fucking be able to breathe during my workout, not go into fucking cardiac arrest. I'm not really a fan of cardiac arrest, you know, when I don't have to be. But I was like this. I was like, bro, where the fuck, why is it so hot in here? But I felt like that SpongeBob dude. I really everything is SpongeBob, but this one SpongeBob, it was from the SpongeBob movie, and where they're like, Patrick and SpongeBob are like dried out on the fucking like desk under the light. That was me in AR, because it was so so hot. But yeah, that's pretty much like a week recap, other than I went to babysitting last week sometime. I think it was Friday. I got coffee beforehand. Dude, I had to shit my brains out. Like, I get coffee on the way to babysitting, and then sometimes I get there too early, so I'll sit outside of their house like for a couple. And dude, it hits me immediately after I take the first sip. The whole drive, it's a 30-minute drive there, and immediately I'm like, oh my God, I'm like clenching my asshole. I'm like, it's about to release. We're about to blow. It was so bad. And I'm like, I'm waiting outside the babysitting. I'm like, okay, I can't go in until like 10 more minutes. I'm like sitting there holding on to the edge of my fucking car seat. I'm like, dude, I'm about to lose it. And sometimes when I go in, either the baby's napping or she's not napping and she's awake. And so like, I'll immediately have to watch her like right when I go in. And I'm like, I can't shit while I'm watching her. Like, I can't hold her while I'm sitting on the toilet taking a fucking deuce. Like, there's... like, I can't hold her while I'm dropping a deuce in the toilet. While I'm dropping the Browns off to the Super Bowl. See, that's not, it's not what we're doing. I can't do it while I'm pinching a loaf. Sometimes it's not a loaf. Sometimes it's a little bit watery loaf. Sometimes... enough. 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 But yeah, so it just, it never plays out the right time when I have to shit and I'm babysitting. I'm like, literally last week, it was a struggle trying to wait to like get into the fucking house so I could go shit, because my stomach was hurting so bad. So, because when I gotta go, you know? I don't care. I don't care where I'm at. I gotta go now. Pronto. But all right, so moving on. I put on my story like the little questions box and I was like, okay, any topics, things you want me to talk about, whatever, whatever. And I picked a couple things that we're going to talk about. There's actually a good bit of good things. Wow, good English, Mac, you fucking fuck. So there was a few things that I picked from the story. There was actually a lot of good things that you guys put this time, which I was proud of. I was like, okay, we're getting the hang of it, getting a little bit more silly, getting a little bit more fun, loosey-goosey fun. So this one is slightly annoying things that bother me. There's a lot of things that bother me, okay? There's a lot of things, but off the top of my head, I thought of two immediately. Who the fuck was called? Spam Risk, shut the fuck up. I get like 18 phone calls about Spam Risk like every day. It comes off like they call me at the most inconvenient times too. I'll be like in the middle of my top set and Spam Risk is calling. And I'm like, dude, Spam Risk my ass. Stop calling me. I've answered it so many times just to be like, shut the fuck up. Like that's the first thing I say to them. And they don't listen. They don't fucking listen. So first one being, you know those reCAPTCHA things that you get whenever you log into literally any fucking website? It could be literally, you know, Reddit, Pornhub, you know, the basics, OnlyFans, any type of forum. Maybe you like toes. Maybe you love sucking toes. Maybe you have a foot fetish and you need to log into your little forum of feet. You know? You know how that can be, you know, an everyday occurrence? Yeah, well, those reCAPTCHA things really piss me the fuck off. You know, it's like where they have little boxes, about 9 boxes, and each little square has a different like picture, but it's all one picture as a whole. And they're like, click all the boxes that have a stoplight in it. Immediately, I have no idea what a fucking stoplight looks like. I think that I click every fucking square that has a stoplight in it, and then I'm wrong every damn time. I'm like, what could I possibly be missing? And then there's like plot twist. There's a little tiny stoplight in the right hand corner that I didn't see. And then it takes me fucking 10 times to fucking get it correct until I literally get locked out of my account of my foot fetish forum. Like, are you kidding me? How inconvenient. That is actually so selfish. I don't know who the fuck thought that was a great idea. Like, oh yeah, let's put, even though we know this is a real human because I'm an FBI agent looking through your camera screen, I know you're a human, but we're just going to give you this cute little pop quiz. We're going to give you this cute little pop quiz. Hopefully you'll kill yourself at the end of it, because it just baffles me. I'm not a fucking robot. Robots probably don't have foot fetishes, okay? I mean, neither do I, but that's besides the point. I don't know if someone's listening to this loves belly buttons, feet. I don't know. I don't know what you guys... I'm not kink shaming over here. Maybe you guys, I don't know. I don't know what you're logging into. I'm not sure. And I quite frankly, I do not want to know. I don't want to know what any of your search histories look like. But I think it's just downright disrespectful that you guys are making me do a pop quiz that I didn't even fucking study for. Like, even if it's a bicycle, I'm like, and they'll have like pictures of a motorcycle and an actual bike. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? Like, I don't know what you guys want from me. I don't know. Like, that reminds me of this lady I had in school. I had this professor that one of the quiz questions was, how many cells make up the human body? The answers were, like, it was, like, 1 million, 2 million, a gazillion, and then, like, 3 million. And, like, I think I picked, like, 1 million or something, which was, like, actually the right answer, because I cheated on that bitch. Like, of course, like, why wouldn't I? And then I was wrong. Guess what she fucking put? Guess what she fucking put as the answer? Gazillion. Yeah. What? I'm sorry. A gazillion? That's not even a word. That's not even fucking... She sounds like me making up words. So this is like what this recapture thing really reminds me of. And I think it like just triggers my fight or flight. Like they really just be making up things. Like, yeah, click all the boxes with the bike in it. And of course I fucking click one box that has a motorcycle in it and I'm automatically wrong. I'm automatically the one that fucking isn't smarter than a fifth grader. Like, I just, it doesn't sit right with me. It doesn't. And I think they should just get rid of it. What's the point anyways? If someone's going to hack my fucking OnlyFans account, then, I mean, shit, have at. I don't have an OnlyFans. But I bet you any fucking pedophiles listening to this come from Instagram and they're like, are flood my DMs saying, where's the OnlyFans at? Please let me get a butt at ass, babe. No, it's not. It's not coming and it's not here. But, like, fuck. Like, trying to log into any website and you get your shit rocked. Like, if my OnlyFans is going to get hacked, it's going to get hacked, babe. You know what I mean? Like, someone else can pop their pussy on my OnlyFans. It's fine. I don't care. Anyways, no, actually, mad respect to OnlyFans girls, dude. They, like, put in the work. Okay. Not only, like, taking the pictures, but, like, dude, they have to, like, if they don't have a management team, they have to, like, dude, they literally have to respond to a bunch of guys, like, private messages. Like, that's where you make the money. Like, that, I could never. Dude, Tim would be like, can you please send me a picture of that pussy, babe? And I'm like, absolutely not. I couldn't even like pretend that I like liked having private chats with them. I couldn't even pretend. And he'd be like, yo, what that pussy do for a dollar, babe? I'm like, hell no. It don't do nothing, babe. It's staying right where it at. All right. But no, I don't. Absolutely not. But yeah, those recapture things really picks me off, dude. I glitch 24/7. They piss me off. I hope that made sense. I hope you guys understand what I was talking about, because that stuff, like, it's so little and so inconvenient when you're trying to log into things and they tell you, yeah, pick the pictures that have a bicycle in it. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know what a fucking bike looks like now at this point. All right, moving on. The second thing that I could think of right off the top of my head was weak shower heads. This is probably the most annoying thing. Dude, you, if you go to like travel or whatever, you like get a new house, whatever. So at my mom's house, I grew up there, and so the shower head at my mom's house is superior. It like blasts the shit out my head, so it like washes out all the shampoo. I feel nice and clean. I feel like literally took a power washer and literally sprayed my fucking body with it. That's what the shower head feels like, and it feels great, phenomenal, 10 out of 10, beautiful shower head, right? And you guys are probably thinking, you don't like weak shower heads because you're trying to use them down there. It's not that. It's I just want my shampoo rinsed out properly and not like feel like a little drizzle on my head, okay? So weak shower heads are an absolute no-go for me. When I moved from Mississippi, where my mom's house is, to Texas, the shower head that we had at our old house was horrendous. I got it and I was like, this is so weak. How the fuck am I supposed to wash? The shower takes that much longer, you know? Because then you have to wait for the soap to get out of your hair and you're like, why am I literally in the shower now for a whole fucking hour trying to get the soap out of my hair? But luckily the shower heads at our new house here in Texas is much better. Much better. I actually do like, it's not nearly as good as my mom's, but at my mom's house, it's really superior. So weak shower heads make me feral. I get so angry. Like, literally just turn the fucking water pressure up. I think we can control that, actually. That might be a me problem, actually. Might be a me problem. But do you think a bunch of young people in their 20s now know how to fucking fix the water pressure at a house? Absolutely not. We don't even know what day the fucking garbage goes out, okay, on the street. Living with young people is Luckily we have Dylan now. Dylan is our new roommate and he's like 20, he'll be 28 I think this year. So he's older, so he's our dad pretty much, and he knows the ins and outs of literally everything. Literally last night I was like, "Dylan, how do I fucking cut an onion?" And he comes over, he's like, "Flip it." "No, flip it." And I'm like flipping it every way. He's not telling me to flip it. And before you know it, I had an onion shoved up my anal cavity. Not really sure what happened. But all I know that I was unconscious for about 15 minutes, woke up, my pants were off. The Rock was actually standing next to me getting humped by Ranger, and The Rock was trying to help me back up. Trisha Paytas came walking in the room with her new baby, yelling "Fireworks" by Katy Perry. I don't really know what was going on. I don't know. I might have been hallucinating. This might have been actually a dream that I had a few nights ago, but we're not going to talk about it. It wasn't a dream I had. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. And you guys are never going to know the truth. So next. But those are the first things I could think of that are slightly annoying, that bother me. There's tons and tons of other stuff, but I'd have to sit down and like legit think about like throughout my daily like life, what goes on that actually really pisses me off. There might be another segment of that eventually down the road, but I think the next podcast we'll probably do with Skylar, and that one's gonna be fucking hilarious, so I hope you guys are ready for that. So another idea that I had for this that someone gave me is reading wild DMs, which is a good idea because I get fucking insane DMs, but like reading at least one DM every episode, and it could just be DM of the day, she said. So shout out Salty Lifts on Insta. Girl, you in it with the good ideas, girl. Let me tell you what, like, that was a good one. So I think we'll probably add that in. So let me go ahead and whip something up from the files. Let's see what they'd be talking about. Hold up. As I was looking through these. "Hey, gorgeous lady with muscles. In love with you. Please respond to my text." Dude, if you could see this profile picture right now. His name's, you know, I'm gonna fucking butcher it if I say his name. But he has aviators on, dark, slicked back hair. And he looks like he's wearing a life vest in the photo. It's an orange life vest. This isn't the worst one, but I just thought this one was funny to throw in here. "Hey, gorgeous lady with muscles." Like, thanks. Okay. Hey, what's going on? His face is slightly fat, slightly chunky. Not fat, chunky. He has some chubby cheeks, little double chins peeping out the bottom, and has literally paper thin lips. And if this doesn't scream pedophile to you, I don't know what does. I don't know if it was the aviators. I don't know if it was the slick back hair. Not sure if it was the paper thin lips, but he really caught my attention with this one. I should just respond to him because that one caught my attention, you know? That was in August. There's this one that I'm thinking of and I just can't find it, but it was, he was like, "Will you step on me? Will you peg me in the ass?" And proceeds to send me a video of him jacking off. And I obviously didn't respond, but I saw the fucking video that he sent and I was like, that was so uncalled for. That was so fucking uncalled for. Like, please tell me why I would want to see your fucking micro penis being jacked off in sheets you haven't changed probably in a year. Okay? Why do I want to see you slinging that schlong all over your bed? I don't want to see that. Why do you think I want to see that? What goes through his head? He's probably like, "Oh yeah, she's gonna love this bitch. She's gonna love this big old thing." And this shit's like a centimeter long. Get that out of my DMs, please. But he sent me, probably before he said that video, he sent me like 20 different DMs replying to like my stories. And at that point I was like, dude, you're getting blocked. Blocked. Dude, it was, I just think it's like, it's not even the pegging part where he was just like, just saying like, "Yeah, I'll buy your underwear," or, "Well, I will eat the calluses off your hand." He also said that. I was like, I think that's where we draw the line. I actually think that might be worse. That might be worse than the slang and the slong on the video. Okay. Are you eating my calluses off my hand? What are you, an animal? That is disgusting. And I think it's the thing, because I knew he wasn't joking. I think that's what it was. If I knew he was joking, haha, funny, right? he was not joking. Absolutely. I bet you if I handed him my hand right now, he would go ham. He would literally, my fingers would probably be gone. He'd probably get down to he would bite my fingers off and then he'd probably eat my calluses. Like, I can't imagine. I literally can't imagine. People have some weird fucking, like, what was the reasoning? What was the reasoning? I don't know. But yeah, we can call that DM of the day. That was actually two DMs, but fuck it. We'll probably start adding those in. I liked that idea. That was really funny. So yeah, we'll start doing that from here on out. Now, we have another fuck, marry, kill, and I don't think you guys are ready for this one. Don't think you guys are ready. This is fuck, marry, kill, carb edition. So we have fuck, marry, kill, pasta, rice, and potatoes. All right, so here's my thought process behind this, right? Okay, so I'm going with length here. Length, immediately. Pasta's pretty, well, okay. Honestly, depends what pasta we're talking about. Are we talking about angel hair? Are we talking about length? We got inches here. We got inches. Or we got rice that's literally micro. Or potatoes, which is giving very much chode. I'm not quite sure. Okay. That's the thing. Are we gonna have to base this off of length? Fuck. Or taste. I'm thinking we could, so pasta probably. Pasta tastes good, pasta, but it hurts my stomach. So it's only kind of good for like a one-time thing, not a forever thing. So I think we're going to have to fuck pasta because we can hit it and quit it, you know? Hit it and quit it pasta, like unless we got bow tie pasta. Like I love bow tie pasta. I don't know. I think it's just a fun shape. Not sure, but I love bow tie pasta, but pasta hurts my stomach. So I can't necessarily marry it because then I'd have to be with it forever. And I don't think I want to be with pasta forever. So we're going to fuck pasta. But see, rice and potatoes, I think this is where it gets a little bit tricky because do I want some girth? Do I want some girth or do I want to keep it classy? Go small. Rice has been there for me day in, day out. Doesn't hurt my stomach, but neither do potatoes. But I also don't have potatoes on a daily basis. I have potatoes maybe once a month, if that. So potatoes kind of I could live without. I could live without them, you know? What are they going to provide for me? What are they going to provide? Potatoes seem like the type of vegetable that's going to... Is it a vegetable? Is a potato... Wait a damn minute. Yeah. It's a vegetable. Okay. Potatoes seem like the kind of vegetable that's going to... That's going to take care of me. That's going to value my presence. It's going to pleasure me in all different ways. But rice is the type of grain that's gonna do anything for me. It's gonna surprise me. It's gonna give me a little bit of life when I'm feeling down, you know? So I think we're gonna go with marry rice, fuck pasta, kill potatoes. I'm sorry, potatoes. I'm sorry. We're gonna hit you with that Glock right in the dome. Potatoes, that's so disrespectful to potatoes. I'm so sorry. I'm glad they're not listening to this podcast. Well, they might. They might be. They might be chilling in the grocery store with headphones on right now listening to this. But if you're listening to this, potatoes, just know you're hitting the dust here soon. All right. Next, someone said, please tell me how to talk to my gym crush. So this is kind of more so advice. Should we be real here and serious here for a second? Or should we joke around about this? Okay, so we'll be a little bit serious here, I guess. I think the very first thing you should say to him, just straight up, guys like confidence. Guys like to know that you're sure of yourself. Guys like you to take initiative. So I think you should go up to him and be like, yo, you trying to snort coke off my ass cheek? Or what? Like, you about it or what? And see what he says. If he says no, he's not the one, babe. He's not the one. Leave that gym right now. Get a whole new gym membership somewhere else. Try it on another guy. Promise it will work. Promise. Speaking from experience, with all my boyfriend history in the past, I only had one boyfriend, but that's besides the point. It's fine. It's completely fine. I'm just telling you, I think that would work. I don't have proof that it will, but you could be my guinea pig. You could be the trial run. We'll see if it works. Maybe he'll want to. Maybe he's not about coke. That's fine. Maybe you can be like, yo, you trying to inject some black tar heroin into me? That's cool. That's cool. You're trying to be a part of the opioid crisis? That's dope. Dope. Meet me at my place, 6 o'clock. Don't be late. Maybe he'll like that. Maybe he'll like that you know what you want. You know what kind of hardcore drugs that you want to ingest in your body. Okay? Maybe drugs aren't his thing. That's fine. That's fine. Just be like, if that's not his thing, here's another route you could take. You could be like, yo, you trying to slang this schlong like right up in me or what? Or what? Bro, hop in the back of my car. Actually, don't even invite him over, okay? I want you to pick him up because we are that big, big, strong ladies, okay? We are big, strong ladies who know what we want. I want you to pick his ass up. He's probably not going to be very big, okay? Because half of y'all women like to fucking go for the tall, little, tiny, skinny boys. And that's not what we're about, okay? I want you to move on. Move on from that. We don't need that. We don't need that. So I know that's probably what your gym crush looks like, okay? And although I don't approve, MacDay does not approve of that, but it's fine. You know, we all make mistakes here. Pick him up. Actually, duct tape his whole entire head. Duct tape his whole entire head, his eyes, his mouth, everything. Pick him up. Throw him over your back, babe. Go through the front, back through the doors of the gym. And toss him in your little Camry. Toss him in your little Altima. Toss him in the trunk. Pop out like the little cup holder in the back. Put his head through there. So he's like sitting vertical through your car. Perfect. Perfect. No one will even know you have a body back there. Well, you have to tie up his hands. He might not see. He might be a little bit confused. Now that I think about that, you didn't drug him or anything. So he just got duct tape around his face. And he's running out. Well, he's not running. You're carrying him. You're carrying him out to his car. And he's completely conscious. And you throw him in the car, obviously he can use his hands. So we might need to do something about the hands. Maybe we can zip tie it or something. I don't know. Ask what those human traffickers do. I'm not quite sure. I'm not really well versed in that subject, but I'm sure they probably do something like that. So you can zip tie his hands. That's fine. I give permission. And then yeah, carry him out to the car and then take him back to your house. Oh, wait. No, not to your house. Take him back to your grandma's house. Because grandma might be down in the dirt here soon anyways. So in case a crime happens at her house, it'll be completely fine. Because the house it's going to be vacant anyways in a couple weeks. So it's fine. Just use grandma's house. Go to grandma's house and have him sling his schlong there. I mean, that's all there is to it. But no, if he has tattoos or something, just comment his tattoos, ask where he got them done, or that's probably what I would do. I'd be like, yo, where'd you get your tats done? Like, they look sick, whatever. I mean, I've never shot my shot like that, but I can assume it'd probably work, right? I don't know. Bat your eyes a couple times. Give him that smirk, babe. You're in. You're fucking in. Because, like, honestly, I don't think the whole, can you spot me? I don't think that's really the way to go. I really don't. But, I mean, hey, it's a trial and error. It's a trial and fucking error. So do your best. I am rooting for you. I hope that I wasn't very helpful in that. But basically, I would just probably compliment his shoe. I don't know. Compliment something. Just be like, I like your shirt. I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know. Hopefully, he's not wearing Under Armour because then you can't really say that. But he's wearing that dry fit, like Under Armour, like seventh grade little boy neon shirt. Absolutely not. I think that would be your red flag. That would be the sign to run. All right. And the very last question we got here is, this is a lifelong question. This man has been wondering. He's been pondering this question for ages, he said. He said, do you rinse after brushing your teeth? I don't want to hear no toothbrush slander. I will tell you exactly how I go about my teeth cleaning routine. So here we go. Okay. First off, I love brushing my teeth. I hate feeling like my mouth is dirty. I hate it. I hate it so much. So I will brush my teeth as many times as a day as I can. It's getting tired. It's getting late at night. I'm tired. Gotta go brush my teeth. About to go to bed. Walk my little ass in the bathroom. Gotcha. Right. Pick up a toothbrush. Boom. First things first, I put it underneath the water and rinse off, like, if there's, like, any, like, old toothpaste on it, whatever the fuck, you know? Because that grosses me out. If you just put toothpaste on a dry toothbrush, are you mentally okay? I can't imagine why would you do that? Why would you just put it on a dry toothbrush? That makes absolutely no sense. Because imagine, you get old little toothpaste flakes in your new toothpaste. That's disgusting. Your teeth obviously aren't clean. If you do that right now, please switch it. Switch it right now. But so I rinse it under the water and then I apply the toothpaste. Also another hot take. If you put fucking a gallon of toothpaste on your toothbrush, you have issues. I'm sending you to a psych ward right this second. I don't even care. I'm coming to your house. No, but yeah, absolutely not. You only need a little bit. A little bit goes a long way with toothpaste, and that's all there is to it, okay? There's no other way to do it. So a little bit of toothpaste, then I wet it again after I apply the toothpaste. Then I wet it again, and then I go, you know, brush my teeth, whatever. I'm all done, right? Spit the white foamy shit out, and then I go back in with like a clean toothbrush and I just brush them again, just like get everything out, you know? And then I put my toothbrush back. I rinse off my toothbrush and then I put it back. I rinse my mouth out after brushing my teeth. I don't know if this is a myth, but like I've seen that like if you don't rinse out, it makes your teeth whiter because then like I guess the toothpaste stays on. I don't know. I always rinse it out because I don't like the like aftertaste of toothpaste like just lingering in my mouth. It's kind of doesn't sit right with me. So I don't do that. I do rinse my mouth after brushing my teeth. So I don't know if you guys do that, if you guys are the same way, if you guys have a completely different toothpaste routine, hit my DMs and let me know what it is, because people do really stuff a lot different when it comes to stuff like that, like washing hands too. I know that's a big thing. Some people put soap on their hands before they even rinse their hands. That makes me uncomfortable. If you have dry hands and you go to put soap on your hands while they're dry, something's not adding up. You seem like you probably have parents that didn't care one bit if your hands were clean. They were the type of parents to just send you off to school with shit on your face after you ate breakfast. I've seen it. I've seen it on kids. Literally, kids will sometimes, like, I used to work in the gym where the kids, like, it was at, like, the daycare part of the gym, basically, and kids would come in literally absolutely filthy, like, fucking pancake syrup on the edge of their mouth, carrying their little iPad in. I'm like, disgusting. Jail now. But no, yeah, I rinse my mouth after brushing my teeth. All right. I think that's pretty much all that I wanted to talk about in this episode. So that was I feel like that was a pretty successful episode too. I'm so excited to keep going with these. These are so fun. And I got so much positive feedback from the first one. So I was really, really excited to see that you guys were enjoying it. And dude, it's a never ending. We're going. We're going to keep going. And we're going to go and go and go and go. Okay. Episode after episode after episode. Skylar's probably going to be in my next episode. So you guys are prepared for that. If none of you guys know Skylar, me and him have been friends for quite a bit. And so we're pretty comfortable with each other. So our jokes to each other are really fucking funny. And we're pretty a dynamic duo when it comes to like joking around and stuff like that. So the next episode, stay tuned. It'll be fun. And I think that's about it. If you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you rate it, and you can also leave a review on there. On Spotify, you can't leave a review, but you can rate it. So if you want to go ahead and rate it and you're listening on Spotify, go ahead and rate it. You can give me a fucking 1-star. I don't even care. If you don't like my face, I mean, fuck, maybe you don't even know what I look like. You don't even know. If you don't come from Instagram, you don't like my face, you don't like the way I talk, give me a 1-star. I don't care. Be bold. Be bold, bitch. You want to give me a 1-star? Hit me with it. I accept all criticism, all right? But yeah, if you're on Apple, rate, review it. I will see you guys in the next one. And peace out, baby.